Good afternoon, everyone. We're running a little behind today. Today is the 29th of March. It's Wednesday afternoon. We're continuing to work through Phillips versus the State of Missouri. Mark is going to read for us today chapters 2 and 3. They're short chapters. Again, this is going through the battle I had against the State of Missouri because of my refusal to license and place children with homosexual foster parents. And that was 25 years ago. And look where our culture has come today. Now we're embracing this behavior. It was a 5-year battle against the State of Missouri, and God won a victory for us in federal court back then. But I believe his judgment is being poured out on this nation because of our refusal to stand for principles contained in God's word. That's my belief, and I'm entitled to it, even though a lot of people don't think I am. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read. Mark? Just read through chapters 2 and 3. Here's this. Am I recording there? Is the green light on?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How far?
Chapters 2 and 3.
Okay. Chapter 2, Why Social Work. Field is a world, the good seed, the children, the kingdom, the terrors, the children, the wicked one, Matthew 13:38. I had the education experience to apply at the State of Missouri for social work and take the test and go through a grilling interview process. Finally, I was given an offer of employment. However, new social workers didn't know which department they would be placed in. I was to learn after initial training that I would be placed in regulation license, seeing vision of foster parents. I would be overseeing 80 foster parents as well as licensing and recruiting new foster parents coming to the system. After a few days of my new job, I got my naive eyes open quickly as the total difference in the values of the state system in contrast to my traditional Christian values. A worker who I knew was a Christian, worked as a social worker, saw me in a personnel department doing my intake work. He asked, "What are you doing here?" I told him I was going to work as a social worker. He asked again, "Do you really know what you're getting yourself into?" Another worker whom I met at the cop machine informed me, "You'll never make it here as a social worker because first you're a male, second you're white, and third you're a Christian." Well, I thought, how does she know I'm a Christian? I must be doing something right. I learned Kansas City had many greater foster parents who truly cared about orphan children. My caseload consists of around 80 foster parents, of which about 60 of them were African American. I learned to respect and cherish the relationship I had with these foster parents. Many of them were solid Christian people were reaching out of a hurting community. I also learned there were those foster parents as well as those in the Manhattan area. They were truly evil people. Their values were against God, His Word, anything remotely associated with it. Discovered that these people were adamantly opposed to persons who were trying to stand up for traditional family values. Recall one instance when I was to do a home study on a strong Christian candidate for fostering. Now, this man was blind and learned to push down on fostering. For standing the truth of God's word, I also found my supervisor and supervisor were very much support for licensing, recruiting those who were gay and lesbian. I now begin to have grave doubts as to the tenure of my cancer in this career and this new position in which I have been looking forward to serving the community. The Lord knows that we need every situation which we face, even though we may not recognize it at the time. God sent in my life two very special people and Christians to have my breaks with almost every day. This was a source of encouragement and strength when I was in the midst of great spiritual warfare. I also worked the placement desk while weekly performing this assignment. My duties were contacting foster homes for emergency placement of children coming to the system because of sexual abuse, physical abuse, neglect, even parents dying. My heart went out to these precious children who were confused, hurt, and afraid at a time in their lives when nothing made sense to them. saw firsthand how God intervened for them and provided them families in the middle of their turmoil. I also began to see things that caused me great distress, not only as a citizen, but even more as a Christian. One day, while working at the placement desk, I discovered a card placed by one of the foster families that had been in the system for many years. In big red letters, it was just said, "No ugly kids." I was appalled. The only motivation this family had was to care for cute, cuddly, loving children. Then they were in fostering for the wrong reasons. Many of the children coming to the system were not physically attractive. They were not able to give love because they hadn't received love, and many had any medical issues related to abuse, which they had experienced. I was shocked and mortified one day when I was trying to place a 2-year-old who had come into state custody. I've been unsuccessful in finding a place for this child. Supervisor over child abuse, who I was there to find out. My strongest foe, a homosexual, a member of ACT-UP, a radical homosexual advocacy group, came over and asked, "Have you found a place for him yet?" I answered the negative. He stated, "There's a pedophile conference going on in Kansas City. I'm sure they will take him. I'm sure this homosexual was just trying to upset me by making this crude joke. But I thought it was totally unprofessional in the workplace. I soon learned that this was just the tip of the iceberg that would fall in my relationship with this man. I remember finally finding a place for this boy and going home, spilling my guts to my loving wife at the events of the day." Chapter 3, License Overseeing Foster Parents in Kansas City. Jesus said to suffer the children, forbid them to come unto me, for such the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14, I had gone to work for the state of Missouri on my son's birthday, March 8th. I had now been working for the state of Missouri about a year. God, my successful evaluation been recommended for a state-sponsored master's program. University of Kansas by both my supervisor as well. I'd gotten letters of recognition from them. Looked like I was well on my way to a successful career at the state of Missouri. My daily job duties were full and stressful. Often I didn't get home until 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the evening. They were often the only time prospective foster parents could visit me after they got home from work. I still felt like I was being of service to these children who were in critical need of permanency in their lives. The children were often torn between their natural affection for biological parents who abused them and their newfound foster parents who loved them. Then they were the foster parents who were in the system not because they loved children, but to merely reap the benefits of these monthly payments. Trying to always advocate for relative placements if possible to try to keep families intact. I recall one case in which a biological mother was strung out on drugs and was leaving the children at home during the day to go out and do her drug binges. This mother had turned away from her child, cheerful upbringing, and had a fine mother. I talked to the grandmother, and her heart ached for her grandchildren. She and grandfather agreed to take the 2 children and raise them. Went to court and testified on behalf of grandparents. Our system in the state of Missouri is not conducive to relative placements economically for the system. The judge in the case asked me why I had brought these grandparents to court, threatened to fine me in contempt of court if I pursued placement for the grandparents. I refused to be intimidated by this judge's threats and ultimately prevailed in getting these children placed with their grandparents. You see, every child is placed outside relative placement. The state of Missouri results in the state's getting $25,000 per child if they're placed in non-hyper-relative foster parents' homes. I feel this preposterous, and that relative placement should be the first objective. Children are a heritage from the Lord. We as Christians must realize that Jesus loves little children, whether they are children or not. Must do everything in our power to protect them and bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. What I was about to see was that there was a plan in Kansas City to do just opposite, and I would be placed because of God's sovereignty in battle that would probably last the rest of my life.
Thank you, Mark, for reading that.
Yes.
Tomorrow we will continue on chapter 4. Have Mark read chapter 4 tomorrow. Probably chapters 4, only 4 tomorrow because it's a little bit longer. This kind of really brings back a lot of memories of what I encountered during this time of my life. like I said, this was back, actually I was fired in 1997. So it's been a long time ago. You know, that's 26 years ago now. It all started about 27 years ago. Look at where our society has come today. May the good Lord be with you is my prayer. God bless.